You're with Sounds Good on WKMS. It's our midday music and community conversation program. I am your host, Tracy Ross, joined on the phone by Paul Belak and Todd Anderson, the president and volunteer coordinator for Project AIDS Orphan, whose One World Run is coming up on Saturday, November 23rd at 9 a.m. Paul, Todd, thanks for being on Sounds Good today.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Absolutely. Thank you for having us.
Well, I'll tell you what, guys. First, just fill our listeners in on the history of this One World Run and what it signifies.
That's all you, Paul.
Well, 6 years ago, we decided it would be a fun idea to have a 5K fundraiser here in Paducah. And as we got organized, my sister, who's a marathon runner, said she really wanted to participate but lived out of town. So she would simply run a 5K in her hometown and send us the money if we'd send her a T-shirt. And as it turns out, she lives in Switzerland. So right off the bat, we had an international event going on. And every year, we've tried to recruit people who live in other countries, on other continents, in other cities to run. And folks seem to enjoy running for the cause and being part of a global movement.
Well, can you give us an idea of how far spread the runners are going to be this year? What are the countries being represented? What kind of mileage are we talking about between some of these cities?
Well, our goal has always been to have somebody on every single continent, and we're still working on the Antarctica holdouts. But
as I can imagine.
We've got folks running, obviously, in Paducah is the main event. There's a group of usually between 100 and 150 in Maryland. My sister has organized an official event in Switzerland, and there's somewhere between 50 and 60 runners there. There's a boarding school in Kenya, Africa, and last year they had 200 participants at that school. We have friends in New Zealand, I think Uruguay, and some folks in a couple people here and there around Europe. So we're still looking. I got heard back from our Asian connection, but otherwise we've got folks all over the globe.
This is corporate sponsored, which means there will be some real tangible financial benefits for Project AIDS Orphan. Tell us what some of these specific things that this money is going to go to.
Well, because of our sponsors, who are our big sponsors this year, as they have been for the last for the previous years as well, are Lourdes Hospital and Baptist Health Paducah. And because of those sponsors and all of the other sponsors, all of our expenses are covered before the race starts.
That's wonderful.
Which means that every dollar that is given in registration fees. So when you come to run, the $30 or $35 that you pay for registration will go directly to providing support for kids that have been orphaned by AIDS. And that means helping pay for their education needs, for their feeding, some of their medical needs, and things like that. But the money from this run will go exclusively to supporting the kids and no other programs.
It doesn't get routed anywhere else along the way. No, nothing's taken off the top. It just goes right to help those children.
It goes right to the kids. We're working with other partners, and we have a farm that we're helping to support. There's a medical clinic that we help support. There's actually a children's home that we work with. But the money from the run will go exclusively to meeting the needs of the children.
Well, Todd, I was kind of depressed because I realized that, you know, the chances of me being able to complete this run in a fast manner are probably not that great. Maybe you share my pain there. But there are some other categories, including oldest runner, fastest nurse, family with the largest number of participants, fastest 0 through 6th grade teacher, and what I'm hoping is going to be what I think it is, the heavyweight award, which will be someone who's probably not that light on their feet. So tell us about these events and how you came up with those.
Well, first of all, I'd like to say I am trying to sponsor a new award that will be really for the person that can eat the most Kirchhoff's rolls while the race is going on. So where you don't actually run, you just stand there and eat.
I'm locking my chances there, actually.
You know, this is actually Paul's brainchild, I believe, to develop other awards to have and to be creative with and, you know, have sponsors for certain areas, because it's, you know, like the heavyweight award, it's not likely or that a 250-pound man or woman is going to be able to compete with somebody that is used to running marathons and 5Ks and half marathons, but we wanted everybody to participate, everybody to have fun, and everybody to get something out of it. So we've added these different awards to have a little bit of fun with it and really to maybe get more people to participate or more sponsors to participate. You know, the end goal is really to get the money and help out the kids.
Let's go over the business again, how to register, the time, the place, what time they should get there and all of that.
The race is happening on Saturday, November the 23rd, so here in a couple of weeks. And the race starts at 9 o'clock. You can sign up that morning. We're asking that registration end at about 8:15. We need that time for just getting organized and getting numbers assigned and all of that kind of stuff.
Is there anything else that we need to talk about, Paul?
Well, we're also having an event for the kids. We're having a fun run, a one-mile fun run for the kids at about 10 o'clock. And so kids can register. The fun thing about the, for example, the heavyweight award is actually the Big Boy Award, which is sponsored by Kirchhoff's Bakery. Roof Brothers is sponsoring the fifth place award again this year. And we'll have some Kirchhoff baked goods. We'll have some hot chocolate, some chai, and things like that. People can run in Paducah with us, or they can sign up online at active.com and run anywhere they want to. The money goes to the kids, and we'll send you a cool T-shirt.
Well, I'll tell you what, it sounds like that November 23rd is going to be a really fun day, and, of course, it's for a great cause. Paul Belak and Todd Anderson, thanks so much for talking about the Project AIDS Orphan One World Run on Sounds Good today.
Thanks for your time.
Tracy, thanks. Thanks for having a vehicle where we can come out and talk about this.
We'll talk to you again soon.
See you, buddy.
Project AIDS Orphan One World Run is coming up on Saturday, November 23rd at 9 a.m. at Noble Park in Paducah.